Well, it wasn't a rash decision. It's frustration, to be honest with you. It's frustration out of watching what the government have been doing in the last few years and the irreversible effects of some of the decisions that they're making. And it struck me very early on that we have a government who seem to regard its own citizens as third-class, second- and third-class citizens in their own country. You know, we have a health system which is under incredible strain, and their solution is to add more people to it. You know, we have a housing system which is on its knees, and again, their solution is to add more people to it. And we're asked to trust them, that they know what they're doing. I think Michael O'Leary got it right when he said, teachers are great for teaching, but for running a country, I think you need a diverse volume of opinions. And at the moment, the government seems to be doing its best to stick its fingers in its ears and not listen to what Irish people want them to do on their behalf. The Irish people, after all, are paying their wages. And, you know, for many of my friends and family who wouldn't have been, my mother was Irish, my father's Nigerian, brought up in Killybegs. But for many of my friends who just had a white Irish parents, they feel like they've had sellotape put across their mouth. They feel like they can't have a discussion about the huge changes in Ireland without being branded some kind of a racist or xenophobe. And that's not fair, because what you really have is concerned citizens. You know, there's not a person in Ireland who wants or has voted to have an IPAS centre put into their communities. And yet the government continue to say, nobody has a veto over who gets to live beside them, but the government do. And the danger is, you know, for the people, we've been open to immigration for years. We've been the most welcoming. We're famous for it. You know, Cead Mhilleadh Fáilte is something that we grew up with, but the government are now putting that at risk, not just for the people who've come here from other parts of the world, and we welcome them, the workers, the people who pay their taxes, obey the laws. We need them. This is the myth that the government push out, is if you have a question about immigration, you have a problem with all immigrants. That has never been true. This is about people in their own communities beginning to feel that there are issues here which are not being dealt with. And steamrolling over people is no way to put policies forward. And for me, my priorities for the election are very simple. The first one is that Irish people should be prioritised for the services that they've paid for, that their grandparents left to them. You know, this is just a simple fact that I've never heard a member of the Dáil stand up and say, maybe if we prioritised Irish people, and that's not to exclude anybody. This is we help people. We're famous for it. But if we don't prioritise them, what's that going to do to the newcomers, to the relationship between the Irish? Some have been waiting 17 years for a house, 10 years for a medical card, and they're supposed now, out of our goodness, and this is one of the issues too, the Irish are incredibly compassionate people, but the government appeared to weaponise that compassion against them and said, if you don't want to help other people before your own, you're the problem. And for me, that is wrong. And also, this issue about illegal immigrants. You know, the government on one hand say they don't exist, but on the other hand, they show you evidence that they do. So they're sort of speaking out both sides of their mouth. But the real issue here is the illegal element to all of this puts all of the legal immigrants at risk. And unfortunately, the government throws them all under the bus by not making a differentiation. And I think that is very, very wrong. And I think that until we deal with the issue of illegal immigration, people's minds are going crazy with the ideas of, well, who is this person? Why are these guys all men? Why? You know, these are questions that the government's refusing to answer. They're not even being asked the questions. So for me, it was just a decision to, you know, not, like, I couldn't live with myself and do nothing. That was the real reason. And I thought, if I can speak up and get the conversation going about these important issues, then that I feel I'll have done a good job.
You're based in Dublin most of the time. Why did you decide to contest the election in Donegal? Do you feel that perhaps maybe more Donegal people share these views than those living in the capital?
Well, you know what I'm finding is that a lot of Irish people share these views, and I don't, and I spend my time between various places, but it's Killybegs where I was brought up. Donegal town is where I went to school, and I've seen the changes, probably maybe more so than most, because it's like watching a kettle boil. You know, if you're there and it's happening every day, you don't notice. But when I take a trip up back to Donegal now, I really do wonder about the government's policies and how good they are for the communities. And when you see a place like Dundrum having its size doubled overnight, you begin to really understand that when the government get a mandate, and they probably will, they will say, you voted for this, we're going to give you more of the same. And I just think Donegal, for me, has always been an important place for me. It's always been, it'll always be in my heart. My family are still there. And I talk to people all the time. They come and visit me in Dublin. And they all feel exactly the same, but they all have exactly the same thing to say, which is, but you don't want to say anything, but you can't say anything. And that's not right. When has that ever been a democracy?